Here we are, folks. It is on the air, Wednesday, September the 30th, 2020, 9:30, 20, the last day of September of 2020, 17 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble along with me for the next 2 hours. And, you know, it's one of those mornings. We might talk about a lot of different things, but it is the night after the presidential debate, the first one.
Oh, I missed it.
Did you? Yeah, I bet so. And of historic measures last night was, and as I was telling Glenn this morning, and this is the truth, I've watched presidential debates before, and I've listened to them, and I've even seen some that were before I was born in the 60-year history of presidential debates that I've watched on C-SPAN or whatever it has been. I never saw anything like last night, to the point to where this morning I really did not have any guests booked from 8 to 10. I was just going to come in and talk about it a little bit and go on.
I love this story.
Yeah. Well, I had no guests. And both of these people will vouch for this, that I had no guests booked this morning, because yesterday we had nothing but guests. We had the Tracy Kinsler, and we had Emil Dansker, a journalism professor, and we had Luke Rogers, Abby's son, one of the stars at River Valley's football team. So I thought today will be a little easier. And after 10:30, when that thing closed up last night, it was such an unprecedented moment in time. As far, even if you don't like politics, you got to say it was unprecedented, that I immediately, thank goodness, this is, again, people who don't have agents and managers that you can email after 10:30 at night and have them on before 10 o'clock the next morning. And both Eleanor Clift and Sam Donaldson did me that favor this morning. So I thank both of them for doing that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's the buddy-buddy relationship we have. And by the way, both of them were on last week, which is one of the reasons,
right,
I didn't invite them on this week. Well, but after that,
they must have really been hot to talk.
Well, I think, you know what I think people like about this show in particular, my show in the morning, is we give you the time and we let, this is,
yep,
why I don't like a host, and nothing against hosts, I like them personally, but when a host gives their opinion, this is the real reason I don't like their shows, because what it usually morphs into is more of the host than the guest. And I wanted to hear what Sam had to say. I wanted to hear what Eleanor had to say. Matter of fact, before we went on, I said, there are some things I found interesting about that debate last night. I haven't said them yet because I've had guests all morning. That's how I think shows should operate. The guest should not be a prop to what the host feels.
No, I mean, I like that attitude. Not many people do it. There is a problem. A lot of places that do talking heads talk shows like you're talking about, they have rigorous commercial messages, and they have to get them in every 8 minutes or whatever it is, and you have the at least 15 minutes to talk to people.
But you know what, really, we are on the exact same time frame as they are, because we started 17 minutes after the hour. Most shows don't do
that's,
that.
That's true.
So we're only on for about 43 minutes. It's just how you divide up the,
right,
spots.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're in an hour television show or an hour radio show usually is about 43 minutes of the person. They just divvy it up,
yeah,
differently than,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, and they, yeah. You're right.
But you know, the reason we did that here, a small story before we get on with the show here, one of the reasons we did that
I
here...
I thought we were on with the show.
Well, not the big show part of it today. One of the reasons we did that was because of the long-form interview, because at every other station I was ever at, you would get a guest on, and you'd be in the middle of a really dramatic conversation, because they loosen up. They loosen up the longer they're on with,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, sure.
And then
they forget the
microphones. And you always had a hard break at the bottom of the hour. And I never understood what the point of that was. It didn't have to be there.
It used to be a law that you had to have a
station
ID.
Right.
At the hour and the half hour.
It still is at the hour,
yeah,
and we do that.
Yeah.
But at the half, but even the station ID I could have dealt with, because that's 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It was always a spot, or it was bottom of the hour news, or it was something. Or giving the weather, which you had just given 15 minutes earlier, and you gave that person 2 or 3 minutes to get out of what they were saying, and then you had to bring it back to it, and it just never seemed to work right. So I always thought the long-form interviews were better, and that's why we do them here.
That's why when they went to news back in my day, way early, black and white television, or no television, the 30-minute show with no sponsors of news, you learned a lot during those, because they could allow the people to to speak their piece.
And they still do it sometimes. You'll see some of these live shows when they're going through it. They'll say, you know, just alert the affiliates. We're not going to break.
Right. Yeah.
They'll just stop in real quick. And
I love that when they say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that just means because they know they don't want to break up what's going on.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's just start. And by the way, anybody who has an opinion, we would love to hear from you as well. 740-383-9944. Because I think, honestly, this is almost different than any other subject we've ever talked about. Because here's what I believe happened last night. I believe this is not about the two men. Now, people might feel differently. But I believe that most debates are about the two candidates. And I think that last night, I watched Facebook, which amazed me, that there are people who I know are adamant Trump supporters, and there are people who I know who are adamant Biden supporters. They all were saying the same thing for the first time since this election cycle. This is awful. I'm turning this off. This is a train wreck. This is a circus. It's a disaster. So I'm interested to what everybody had to say. Did you turn it off? Did you think it was a mess? Was it hard to watch? Lady called in this morning, said it gave her anxiety. I mean, I understand that. It was just, I don't know if anybody won last night, but we'll, again, phone lines are open. What's your opinion? 740-383-9944. What did you make of it, Glenn? What's your talking head analysis? I know how Dr. Feynman's going to feel, so we don't have to wait for that.
Yeah, we know that. And I think he and I will agree a lot, but I watched the whole thing.
Me too.
My wife knew she couldn't watch it. She's an avid never Trumper, and so we watched it, and I think we got a phone call. So why don't we take that?
Why don't we? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
And I haven't been able to tune in all morning, so
talked
about this. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But my question would be this: why don't they? Okay, like I read a comment on YouTube, and I thought that really makes sense. Why don't they give each candidate time to speak and then, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes, whatever, and then when the other person does, like, the rebuttal or whatever, turn the other person's microphone off?
That was exactly what I was going to say you called in.
Well, I read your mind.
I'll tell you, we addressed this with Sam Donaldson this morning because he's a friend of Chris Wallace. And here's what happened last night. I mean, we don't really know, but here's what I believe happened because it's never been a problem in the past 60 years that they've done this. And I believe what would have happened once that thing was live, and I think Sam felt the same way if you listen to the tape, the reason that didn't happen is, number one, those things are so rigidly agreed upon that that was not in the paperwork to shut anybody's mic off. And even if Chris Wallace had said, sound man, shut such and such's mic off, I don't know if they would have done it.
No.
Because it would have just looked stupid. And whoever he would have been talking to, because they both interrupted, he would have seemed bias toward that person by saying, shut their mic off. Yep. I think that's why it didn't happen.
I don't think it could have looked any stupider.
Well, that's it. Okay,
I agree with her.
Hang here for a second, because this is what I was saying to Glenn before we went on the air, and maybe you feel the same way. I don't know how you're going to vote, and I know how a lot of people are going to vote. I don't think last night was about those two guys up on the stage. I thought the debate is the story this morning.
It was... I don't know.
Did you watch the whole thing, caller?
I didn't watch it completely, but...
did you get sick and turn it off?
Yeah.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, after a while, you're just like, okay, this is just dumb. I don't know. I just don't understand. And who in the world didn't think that Trump would do exactly what he did? I mean, I don't think there was a one of us, if you're really being honest, that thought that he would go in and be polite, respectful, and give the other person their chance to see. He did exactly what we all thought he would do.
You know,
some people think that's funny and entertaining. I just thought it was immature.
Well, I'll tell you something. To be honest, and maybe I'll be the dumb one here, but I...
Oh, that's no doubt.
No, it's no doubt. but listen. I'll be honest in this fact. I didn't think it would do that. I didn't think that would happen because...
You didn't think that Trump would be...
Obnoxious.
And
I thought he would do I knew he was going to go after his son. I knew the cocaine thing would come up. I knew that he would say things like that. There's no doubt about it. But I watched him debate Hillary Clinton three times, and what happened last night did not happen.
No.
In those three debates.
Right. Yep.
So, I didn't expect that. I didn't expect what happened last night.
I told my wife right before we before I turned it on, she went to the other room, I told my wife, he's going to come unhinged and go off, and I think it'll be a horrible show, and I didn't want to be right, but I was.
Yeah, but he brought Bill Clinton's mistresses to a debate.
Yeah.
It didn't turn into what happened last night.
No, but that was almost as egregious, but yes, you're right.
I don't know what happened. What do you think happened last night?
Well, I just think that it's kind of a tactic. It's his way that he's going to approach this. And by he, I mean Trump. Like, I don't really know exactly what to say or what I should say, so I'll just do a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, if you and I are trying to, like, have an argument, maybe I'm afraid that you'll have a good point or counterpoint or you'll embarrass me. So if I just flail around and act, you know, a certain kind of way and interrupt you so many times. I think they said that he interrupted him 73 times.
Oh, my.
Eventually, no, people aren't going to want to listen to it.
Yeah.
So then, you know, problem solved. They're not going to listen to me, but they're not listening to you make a fool of me either, you know.
Well, you know what? We're going to go to break in 45 seconds, but if you could just answer this before we go to break, because I'm curious what your opinion is. Why didn't he do that to Hillary Clinton?
You have a very good point, and I don't have an answer to it.
I don't know. That's what I mean, people can say they thought he was going to do crazy stuff last night.
My only thing in a nutshell is maybe he's been allowed to act so crazy for so long, he just thinks now go full steam ahead and he can do whatever he wants.
It could be. Thank you
He's
for your
unstoppable.
Opinion. Thank you for calling. Thank you.
Toodles.
Bye-bye. I don't know. We're going to go to break here in about 20 seconds, but I believe anybody who projected that it would be the worst presidential debate of all time, is a little wrong. We'll be back in 1 second.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at WWGH Radio. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble on the air, 31 minutes past the hour. And again, if you have an opinion, if phone line's ringing busy, just keep on calling back. Phone number 740-383-9944. Talking about the presidential debate last night, giving an open forum, 740-383-9944. What I was saying in regard to what the caller was saying, I think anybody, it was easy last night to say, oh, is President Trump going to go out there and be bombastic? Well, sure. He's bombastic with reporters. No doubt about it. Nobody, I don't believe, because nobody's psychic, could have predicted what happened. How many debates with Rubio and Cruz, primaries with Jeb Bush and all that, and three presidential debates with Hillary Clinton? Nothing like what happened last night. Something changed.
That's why I think it was pre-planned. I really do think it was pre-planned to do that. I think he might have taken it over the top. But when I told my wife before, I knew it was going to be rough, but boy, it astounded me how rough it was. And it was ugly rough. It was just stupid rough.
Well, it turned people off.
Yeah, I wanted to turn the show off.
Well, that's what was surprising to me. Like I say, I saw Trump voters who I, on Facebook who I knew were Trump. I knew people who were Biden. And for the first time this campaign season, everybody agreed on something last night.
It stunk.
This is awful. This is awful. And we don't want to watch this, and we're turning it off, or this is a circus, or we're in trouble. You know, that's what people were saying. And it did feel that way to a certain degree. You know, I thought, if I am somebody who doesn't know, if I don't follow politics every day of my life and I'm watching this, do I understand anything either one of these guys is saying?
Well, even if you don't, if you do follow politics, I don't think you could understand them, because there were times where all three were talking at the same time.
Oh, and Chris Wallace. Oh,
I felt sorry for him.
I felt sorry for him, but he was so uncomfortable. I didn't know the moderator was supposed to be so uncomfortable in a debate like that.
Well, one of the first things that I tweeted was, we need a microphone switch.
Well, but you can't, you know.
You could if you did every time somebody interrupted, every time, not just selectively, every time their mic was already off. I mean, but the problem was, he didn't. Initially, Trump didn't walk on everything that Biden was saying when he was in his 2 minutes. But when it became open mic for both of them, you know, right after the 2 minutes from each, that's when he just decided. I'm absolutely convinced that his group, Giuliani and the crowd that schooled him, said, just keep talking, because he'll never get anything in.
Yeah, but I don't know what that did. I don't know, because I certainly, you know what's weird? After a debate, they always put, who are the winners, who are the losers?
Oh,
people
aren't
talking.
Not last night.
No. I don't know what it was. I still don't know what it was. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I guess they made 2 points. They'll never make a debate team in a high school.
Good point.
That's true.
And they just showed the world how stupid they are. Everybody in the world saw that probably, and that's what bothers me.
Well, there are rules of law that even apply to debates, and unfortunately, they weren't adhered to at this debate. Like you said, they would have never made the debate team.
No, so I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open. We like opinions like that. And again, you don't have to give your name if you call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And what I'm almost sure about, you know, we have had many conversations on this show in particular about certain issues in this political season. I will bet you there are people right now, and I don't know how those two who have called in so far, how they're going to vote, but I will guarantee you there are Trump voters listening to this now, and there are Biden voters listening to this right now who feel the same way, that thing last night was no good.
Yeah.
No good. Yeah. It just, and I have never known a presidential debate. There have been some messy moments, but I have never known a presidential debate that was an absolute, just throw it all away. That it did nothing for anybody. Nothing.
One of my favorite lines about the last night's debate was on Morning Joe this morning. I was going to save this for Dr. Feinman, but I'm going to tweak it in here a little bit. The analogy was, he said his mother, and I think he's from Alabama or Arkansas, he's from one of the southern states, his mom told him when he was young, don't ever get in a fight with a pig, because you'll both get dirty, and the pig likes it.
Well, I think there were some moments last night where, I don't know, there were just things happening that I felt were mistaken.
What made you the most queasy about it?
The whole thing?
Yeah. Where was the moment where you said, holy crap, I got to turn this off?
Well, you know, there were two things about it.
Okay.
Number one, the crosstalk.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't understand what either. It's just like this show. You can't understand what anybody's saying when you're talking at the same time.
Yeah.
I hate that. Even if you. And you know, it wasn't last night, because neither one of those guys were trying to be comedians. But it usually happens when somebody's trying to get a funny line in. And that's why I think sometimes comedy is not great on radio live, because even if you're trying to be funny, you usually are trying to get it in off what the other person's saying, and they're not finished saying it. So you end up talking over them, and people didn't hear the joke anyway. So that's what it felt. I didn't like that. The crosstalk just was awful. So there was that moment. And for whatever, and again, people can feel how they want to feel. 60 years of presidential debates, and there have been a lot of people on the presidential stage. The League of Women Voters handled them right up through 1996, and I've never seen a moment where, for whatever reason, and I think he might regret it today, where a candidate on a debate stage turned to a sitting president and called him a racist on live television. That's uncomfortable to me. Now, the shut up and the calling him a clown, I think he knew he shouldn't have called him a clown, because the second time he did it, he even dialed it back.
Well, he said he was sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah. When he turned to him and said he was a racist, even if you believe he is, I don't know. I've never heard it. I've never heard a president called a racist.
I think most of us who are fans of Joe Biden thought at that time he needed to say that. I believe that.
And it could be. I mean, like I said, it's all perception, but just that made me uncomfortable, because clearly we've had candidates like George Wallace,
mm-hmm.
who was a self-admitted racist after he had a conversion. Some people felt Nixon was. It's different when your supporters think that that person is one. It's another thing when you, standing on the debate stage with them, say it. Because here's what I felt. There are people in every civilized country of the world watching this. And that's also another thing that made me uncomfortable last night.
Sure.
Where is the stock market going today? Because it didn't do either one very good.
Yeah. Well, there are times you have to say the truth. And unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know what that's about. But the stock market's going up very well right now.
Okay. Well, I just, that was a weird moment for me. And like I said, telling him to shut up, that was different. And I think he knew the clown line was not good the second time he did it.
Yeah, he was frustrated at that point. And I think he had to say something to try and get his attention so he'd quit talking in Biden's segment.
But I think the few independent voters left, I think that might sway them. I don't know.
Do you think, as rude as Trump was last night, might have swayed some of his locked-in people to unlock?
You know, I don't know, because the truth of the matter is I was trying to listen to everything that he said, and I don't know that he... See, this is the difference. For as much as he talked, I don't know if he ever personally said anything other than the smart comment, which was more directed at Trump. I mean, that was an uncomfortable moment. I didn't like that moment where Joe Biden said he wasn't very smart, and then it went to Trump, and Trump said, "Don't ever use the word smart with me. You were last in your class."
I loved it.
Well, I thought they both were a little... I mean, come on. Who's smarter than who is what it sounded like.
Yeah, and you know what it sounded like? It sounded like disagreements that I had when I was in sixth grade, fifth grade, something like that. Exactly like that. And I thought that Biden... I thought he held back almost as... I wouldn't have held back that long, and I thought he held back as long as he could.
Well, the thing I kept hearing on television and in newspapers and everywhere yesterday was Biden cannot go down in the gutter with him. And I don't think he succeeded in that.
He got awful close to that gutter, didn't he?
He did. He did. He did. And I think that's what Trump was trying to do. That's what I really think the plan was.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. But he didn't really get to the gutter. What he said is he was a liar. I guess that could be construed as being in the gutter. But it's a
liar.
Documented fact.
I was okay with liar.
Okay.
Liar's okay.
But
clown.
Clown might have been into the edge of the gutter.
Racist.
Racist. Well, I think that's been pretty well proven. But... by his statements himself.
So, telling somebody to shut up.
That was close to the gutter, yeah.
Yeah, those were the three.
Yeah, but I think I would have told him to shut up. I was afraid that somebody was going to walk over to him and punch him, and included Wallace.
What was happening? Did Biden feel like he was winning? That's what I couldn't understand.
I don't think that he was concerned about winning.
Well, here's why I asked that. Because what I was trying to figure out, because you never know when you're up there on the debate stage how it's being perceived.
Yep.
And Chris Wallace clearly was trying to make President Trump be quiet.
Yes,
he was trying over and over and
over.
I felt
so sorry for him.
So why Biden felt he had to do it, I felt that was a misstep, because clearly Wallace was, he was not a shrinking violet last night.
But he wasn't getting the job done.
Biden didn't either. He told him to shut up, and he didn't shut up.
Yeah, that was his frustration.
Right, and I think that's where he lost it. I think Biden thought, I'm being run over. I'm going to look like this thing that they're calling me Sleepy Joe, and this is not looking good. When really, the whole thing was trashy to begin with, in the gutter.
Well,
it didn't look good anyway.
I think Biden was good in that it showed that he would be strong and not afraid of Mr. Trump's attacks. Unlike Hillary, who allowed, I'm almost used a bad word, who allowed Trump to stalk her around the stage. And I thought if she had turned around and told him to get out of there, I think she would have won a few more votes and might have won the election.
But you know, would it have deteriorated into what it did last night? See, I think that
I don't mind that if that's, you know, sometimes you have to face a bully with some pretty strong tactics.
Right, but everybody says, if you go back and read the papers from 2016, all three debates, they say Hillary clearly won them all.
Yeah.
And there was not this conversation. Nobody's saying that Biden won that last night. Nobody's saying that Trump won that last night.
Nobody's saying there was any winner.
Right. So I would probably rather have the Hillary press that I had done well and I had won. And even though Trump said some things in 2016 that were not very kind, she didn't lose her cool.
But yeah, no, she didn't. But the talking heads, and that's, you know, I listened to the talking heads. I didn't get to listen. I was going to listen to Fox this morning. I didn't get a chance to because there were so many things going on. But at least on the talking heads on CNN and MSNBC and one of the regular channels, almost all of them agreed that Biden had showed himself presidentially and a lot more civilly than the president.
I'm interested to see what the analysis will be today now that 24 hours has passed. But we're going to break. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. Stay tuned.
Sure.
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, Glenn Coble, Scott Spears. It's the day after the day.
You ought to hear what we're talking about
during the breaks. Interesting. But we want to hear your opinions on the debate.
Yeah.
We've had two so far, and we want to hear yours or anything we're saying. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and let me know what you think about what happened last night. And again, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else.
Let me ask you the question that I posed to you in the break.
Go ahead.
Do you think that because of Trump's thuggishness last night, I'm trying to keep it all clean for you.
We are on radio.
Yes, I know. Because of his thuggishness, do you think that Biden may have won some of those? There are very few left, but some of those independents that were on the edge because they think, He's a more civilized human being and would be a better president.
You know, I don't know. I as I said during the break, and I want to go back to the, because I think it was the moment that probably will get the most press as years go on, because it never had happened. You usually see everything in presidential debates. People get in arguments. People get a little sharp elbowed. People say things. That's happened before. Never heard anybody called a racist. Never heard a sitting president called a racist during a debate. And I think if you were a Trump person, you probably said, how awful. I think if you were a Biden person, you said, go get him. And if you were an independent, you did what I did, and you said, ooh, I've never heard that in a presidential debate before. Even if you believe, it's not about believing it. It's not about believing that he is. Because again, supporters, pundits, they can say that. That's fine. That's an opinion. It is an opinion.
Yeah.
Even, you will never factualize whether somebody's a racist or not. You just can't.
Can't.
So,
well, yeah, I suppose you could, but it would have to be pretty strong.
Pretty, and it's just not there in this particular case. So when the candidate says it, and he says it in front of such a large audience that was watching that thing last night and clearly did not want to say it, I think he woke up this morning and said, I shouldn't have said that. If clown to him was too far, then racist was way too far. So I think that was just, I think the emotion got too much, and I think that that probably turned some independent, I'm saying it turned them to Trump, but I don't think it turned them on to Biden. And I think that's what he wanted to do last night. He wanted to be empathetic Joe. We saw them, and clearly, if Trump was coached to run over him, Biden was coached to take moments and stare directly into the camera like he was talking to the American people. So they both had their plans.
Yeah, and I think that was a good thing, because I think all the listeners felt, oh, thank goodness Biden's talking to the audience now rather than having fights with Trump. But I disagree with you. I really think that the thuggishness that was, and you know my position, so, but I think the thuggishness that the president showed will win more independents than will turn them to the Trump side. I think it'll win more for Biden.
You know what? I'm okay with a debate. And to be honest with you, there was no subject last night that I thought was bad. But if that happens again,
are you going to watch it the next time?
Oh, yeah, I'll watch
it. I think both of us will watch it.
Yeah, I'll watch it because, you know, next one's a town hall, so it would be hard to do that. It's going to be much harder to do what happened last night. And even if it does, just stop talking over each other. That's the problem. Somebody needs to, if they really believe they can't get Trump to stop talking over somebody, then Biden just needs to be quiet until... I don't know. There's got to be something done.
If he was just stood there and meekly was quiet and allowed to Trump to lie as many times, and most of the things that he brought up were lies, if he had allowed him to do that, he would have looked very weak, I think. And I don't think he had been coached, I'm sure, not to look weak.
Well, then I'm sure we what's the point?
Well, I don't.
The next two.
I wouldn't. It wouldn't kill me if they came out and said we're not going to have any more debates. But I think really what the caller earlier said, having the cough switch so that they could shut them off. It probably shouldn't. And like you said, it shouldn't be a cough switch where the moderator gets to shut them off. It should be an automatic on 2 minutes. Automatic off 2 minutes, that type of thing.
But is that going to stop the other person from talking? Because that's going to look ridiculous on television, and you're going to hear them.
Oh, but the camera will not be on the person that's abusing his position by talking over when he's not supposed to talk.
Now, do you think that's part of the rules? I bet it is.
I bet it is.
But the camera never leaves them.
I bet it is.
So you're going to see them both, and you'll hear the other person. I mean, the person of the mic who is talking, and certainly the person who's standing there is going to hear them.
Yeah, that's a problem, and I told my wife, or maybe I told you this morning, they could put them in soundproof booths.
I don't know. You know, it just...
That's how low we've gotten.
I don't know. I just, you know, in here we thought the Hillary-Trump debates were going to be something.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really bad when we're talking about this, when the last time the most obnoxious thing was Nixon's sweat on his upper lip.
Well, there used to be mild things. Remember when we had mild
moments? Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you're killing me. Every time you say it's going to look ridiculous,
Like it does it already?
Well,
good point, caller.
Can we continue to look ridiculous? I mean, we can't. Oh, you mean like the soundproof booths?
Well, that would be kind of ridiculous.
I don't know. Do we want to really top the ridiculousness of last night? Do we want to go for that?
Desperate situations call for desperate measures.
I don't know.
It's interesting.
Wouldn't that be funny, though, like if they did turn, like, okay, you just get a flat 2 minutes and then there goes the power to your mic.
I'd love it.
Here'd be this orange racist clown.
I think I know which way she's voting.
Moving, but we can't hear or see anything.
Now see, here's the difference, though. It's okay for somebody who obviously, I think, supports Biden to say that Trump's a racist because it's an opinion. To hear a candidate say it, that made me a little uncomfortable.
I think it was his opinion.
What if it is his honest opinion? What if that's really what he thinks? I mean, isn't he entitled to say so?
He should be honest, yes.
I don't know, because here's what I will say. I'm sure Trump has some opinions of Biden, and I don't know last night that he really gave one unsolicited when you think about it.
Well, he gave them all, but you couldn't hear him because he was talking over the walls.
In all seriousness, was there one? He went after his son. He did do that. But did Trump say anything personal about Joe Biden? Did he do the shut up or call him a clown or call him a racist? Did he say anything directly at Joe Biden that was a complete personal attack?
I'm going to go back and look at the tape, and I bet there are several things he said.
But nothing comes to mind.
No. I think there were probably cockfights out there that had more class than what they did before.
Oh, the whole debate was a mess.
I love this girl.
But do you think it made anybody look good?
No!
Right.
I just think they should fill up like a big pool with like mud or something and just let them get in there and wrestle.
At least we'll have the vice presidential next week, which I think that'll be civil.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes, I think it'll be a lot better.
We'll have that. Thank you.
Only if Pence's wife is on stage with him.
Pence is a real low.
Yeah, he's kind of low energy.
Low emotion.
Yeah.
I don't know about low. I don't want to say low energy. That's
that sounds bad.
Low emotion. Low emotion. But Kamala Harris can be high emotion.
I'll guarantee you, if she thinks there's a lie being told, she'll let him know.
Well, again, the debate last night is the topic, 740-383-9944. There are certain things I don't think we can do. Soundproof booths and shutting off microphones.
Why not?
Well,
I know it doesn't look good.
Well, looks it would look ridiculous, but the thing of it is that if you do that, I think it's going to be very, we're going to pipe in the debate to them when the other person's talking.
They did it in $64,000 question. They piped in stuff to the...
And that's where we are.
Yeah.
We're running
all the way
like
back into the
$64,000 question at this particular point because of I don't know. Maybe last night was just an aberration.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it's an aberration at this point because, as I say, they both have debated before, and that never happened.
Yeah. He was a thug, though, against Hillary. As well. He just didn't raise his voice quite as much. He did talk over her.
I don't remember that, though.
Yeah, he did.
I don't remember that. What happened last night?
Oh.
I don't remember him treating Hillary like that.
Absolutely not.
And I don't remember Hillary coming back like that.
No. She was ladylike.
Well, I think there was some decorum. I think we thought this is a president. And that's what I'm saying. This is what Hillary Clinton did, I thought. I thought Hillary, Hillary might have thought he was a racist. She might have. But she understood. President Obama. President Obama's never, he got the whole, Trump did the whole birther thing with President Obama. I've never heard President Trump refer to him as a racist. Now, President Obama refer to him as a racist. He might think it. But you know what? Because of his position and because.
And his color.
Maybe.
He couldn't say that.
But he hasn't.
No.
That's why, can you name any politician on the Democratic side who clearly does not like Donald Trump who has ever said those words?
I'm sure. I don't have a tape in front of me, but I'm sure I've heard it on television. The talking heads interviewing Democratic senators and and
I just think that gets his base fired up.
Oh yeah,
I'm
afraid it does, but that also is kind of an indication of where his base is coming from.
Well, the biggest thing Biden had to conquer last night was that he's out of it. That was the big rub on him going in.
Oh yeah, and he didn't have that problem. You know, the first 10 minutes though, I thought he's got to respond to this jerk that's talking over the top of him because he's looking like he's out of it. And then he started responding, and he looked very strong, I thought. Sometimes when he lowered his head and looked down, I thought, oh, my, you've got to respond to this stuff. But
was he looking at notes? I don't know what he was looking
at. No, I think he was just...
I did see him writing at some point.
Yeah, I think he did do some of that. But I think most of the time when he lowered his head, he just didn't want to show in his eyes how angry and... he was.
Well, I mean, clearly, if Trump did do preparation, it wasn't there.
Oh, no, I think it was exactly there. I think
you
they
think
prepared
I
him
don't,
to do
it.
Now, I think he went too far.
Well, like Eleanor Clift this morning, she said, you know, Chris Christie was in the room, and she would not think that Chris Christie would advise him to do that.
I'm not quite sure what he would advise.
And he was one of those
kind of all
coaches.
Around the places, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who gave that advice. It was Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie doing the debate prep.
I think both of them are kind of thuggish. And I think that was... I called it on one of my tweets that he reminded me of one of the childish bullies I used to have that if he didn't get his way, he turned into a thug.
But it didn't help anybody. You know, that's what... You know, these things used to be tools.
Help me.
To
lock
help
me in.
Were you not locked in
oh,
before?
I guess I was, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Did it help anybody? These little things that we do, like conventions and debates, this is how we get to know people. For people who are not immersed in politics every day, these are the moments they wait for. These are the things that are watched. Did that thing help anybody? I bet people will not vote. I bet there are certain people who now will not vote because of that mess last night.
Now, did you see any overnights on their ratings?
Not yet. I'll check during the break.
Yeah, because you know how much Trump likes to have ratings.
Oh, I'm sure it had ratings.
And he would love to have the best ratings, and he will say it next debate. That was the best rated debate ever. And I bet they will go down at the next time. And if he continues to do that, it'll be much lower by the end.
I don't think people will make a point to watch the next one. Because of that.
I made it a point to watch last night. But, yeah, I started thinking to myself, do I want to watch this two more times? I don't.
Well, can't anybody... Did anybody have a plan, a policy, anything last night? I mean, I heard people say they had a plan.
Yeah.
But I don't... Did you hear anybody's plan?
Like Wallace said to Mr. President, your group... agreed to the rules of this, and you've broken them all, he said.
Yeah, but did you hear anybody's COVID plan? Did you hear anybody's Supreme Court plan? Did you hear anybody's economic plan?
Every time Biden started to explain a plan, the Orange Wonder would jump over him. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Well, we'll be back in about 10 minutes with much more of this conversation.
This microphone.
That's an orange microphone. It exactly is. We'll be back in 10 minutes with much more. Phone lines open, 740-383-9944. Stay tuned.
Great Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in this thing. And I must say, I had a secret little flask. Because it was colder than a bear's ears. And I had a little nip of some good warm stuff occasionally. So I was a very happy Mother Goose by the end.
Oh.
There, that's a secret let out.